three tips for training the next generation of teachers. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and thanks for joining me today. It's Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 125, and I'm thinking, well, I want to share with you today some thoughts about the next generation, three tips for helping us to prepare that next generation. And this applies to you, whether you are or consider yourself to be young or not so young. I don't consider myself to be so young now. I'm 50, well, something, and I'm thinking about that next generation. When my voice wears out, my body wears out, who's going to be preaching and teaching after me? And even if you're young, relatively young, you need to be thinking about this too, because even if you're 20 or 25, there's someone younger than you that needs training. None of us last forever. And it's particularly on my mind today because of something that happened, well, on Sunday. On Sunday, I went to a special celebration for some friends. Adrian and Maureen were celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary, and I sat on a table with one of their children, Katie, and she asked me the question about what I'm doing these days, and I explained how part of what I'm doing is mentoring and training new speakers and preachers in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. And she asked me a very penetrating and intelligent question. Thank you, Katie. She said something along the lines of, is it hard? Is it hard for me to let go? Is it hard for me to let other people speak when I could speak? And of course, I speak a fair bit in Thames Valley and also in Watford, but I could speak more. But I speak less so that younger people than me can speak more. And is it hard to let it go? And of course it is. I enjoy speaking. I enjoy preaching. But it's good to let other people have their go, not for the sake of it. There are lots of reasons why that's a healthy thing, but at least in part, it's because we need the next generation. And you and I play a part in this. Wherever you are in your journey of speaking in public and preaching and teaching, you play a part in preparing the next generation. And we need to be humble about this. John the Baptist was humble when he was asked about his relationship to Jesus, and he said in John chapter 3, verses 29 and 30, "The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine and is now complete. He must become greater. I must become less." Humble words. And yes, it's a slightly different context to that we're speaking about here, but still the principle and the attitude is right, isn't it? He must become greater. I must become less. And that must be true for me and the people that I mentor and train, the people younger than me, and it must be true for you as well. So how do we do this? Well, I have three simple tips for us today based on three examples from the life of the Apostle Paul and his relationship with people that he trained up. So here we are. As we keep an eye on the future, here are three tips. Number one, are you willing to work with people for the long term? Are you in it for the long-term relationships? For example, we know that Paul had an up-and-down relationship with John Mark. You'll have to look into the book of Acts for the detail there. But even though he abandoned Paul, and even though he had to hand him over to Barnabas, or perhaps Barnabas willingly took him on to train him and help him through that difficult and dark time of betrayal and abandonment, nonetheless, later on we find that in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, Paul writes this. He says, "Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry." You may be going through some difficult times with people you'd like to train and teach and mentor to be ready to speak and preach. Perhaps they're not quite ready. Perhaps they're spiritually not in the right place, or perhaps they're not quite in the right place in terms of their attitude of being trained, or perhaps you haven't yet found the key to unlock their potential. That's okay. But are you willing to work with people for the long term? Not for a month or two, perhaps not even for a year or two. How about 5 years? How about a decade? So that's our first point. Are you willing to work with people for the long term? Secondly, are you taking risks? Are you taking risks? I don't know about you, but I hesitate to delegate sometimes because I'm a little afraid of what might happen. Perhaps things won't be done as well as I would like them to be done, or as well as I think they need to be done. Are you taking risks and allowing people to speak in contexts and situations perhaps they're not fully prepared for? I know my early preaching and teaching, I was very underprepared. I can't blame the people trying to prepare me. I just wasn't ready. But are you willing to take risks? As Paul writes to Titus in chapter 1, verse 5, he says, "The reason I left you in Crete was that you might put in order what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you." Now, I dare say that Paul had confidence in Titus, or he wouldn't have asked him to do it, but still, leaving someone on their own to complete what's unfinished and appoint elders, what an important responsibility, must have required Paul to consciously take a risk. He was willing to take that risk. Are you willing to take the risk of putting people up there to speak, some men, some women, to preach and teach and share, who aren't quite ready? That's the only way you'll know. So, firstly, are we willing to work with people for the long term? And secondly, are you willing to take risks? And thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, I don't know, but do you have a bond? Do you have a bond with the person you're trying to mentor, to train, and to get ready to speak and preach? Think of the relationship that Paul had with Timothy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, he describes it thus: "For this reason I have sent to you Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church." And not every relationship will be father and son-like in the case of Paul and Timothy, but nonetheless, the point I want to point out here is that they had a deep, close bond. A bond that was not just technical. It wasn't just practical. It wasn't just about the task at hand. It was about, well, it was about love. My son whom I love. If we're going to do a good job mentoring, training, teaching people for the future of speaking and preaching, we need to have a bond with them. So three thoughts for us today. In which of these are you perhaps lacking the most? And which are you perhaps, you may be strong in some already, but which one strikes you as the one to focus on? Is it that you need to work more with people for the long term, to persevere, to have faith for the future, to have a long-term vision? Secondly, are you taking risks? Are you putting people up there, even if you know or feel they may not be quite ready yet? And thirdly, do you have a bond with the people you're training, mentoring, and teaching, ready to be the speakers for the next generation? Well, I'd like to know what your thoughts are on this. Please reflect on it and let me know what you think. Leave a comment anywhere you hear this recording. I'd love to see what you have to say and any questions you have about this topic because, well, if you leave it publicly, then we can all learn from each other, and we learn best when we learn in community. Secondly, if you know somebody who might appreciate this, find it useful, then please pass the link on to them and hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, subscribe to the podcast, leave a review if you possibly could in iTunes. That would be so helpful in increasing the visibility of this podcast for other people that might find it useful. And until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.